This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. One down and one to go, as speeches from the Democratic National Convention are still being parsed by thousands of journalists, Republicans are setting the stage for their convention beginning August 30th in New York City. What successes at the Democratic Convention should the Republicans replicate? What pitfalls should they avoid? Brian Unger, the most helpful name in news, has his analysis in today's Unger Report.
What journalists are describing as the greatest balloon fiasco since the Hindenburg was actually a brilliantly successful decoy executed by Democrats to keep journalists distracted and from analyzing how we're going to afford Kerry's plan for 40,000 more troops and health care for every American. Balloons are more interesting than health care to talk about. We all like balloons. Most of us haven't had that many balloons hanging over our heads since we were lying on our backs in a crib. We love sucking helium from them and talking funny at children's birthday parties. They're shiny, colorful objects that make us stare and wonder how many people had to blow those up. When, please, will they drop? Health care, not as interesting or fun. So the balloon decoy worked. And health care as a right for every American remains as alluring but improbable as putting a man on Mars or, say, a woman on Venus. The Republicans are going to need their own balloon fiasco to distract journalists from, say, the war and domestic initiatives too costly to implement. I'm thinking they ought to pull Al Hagen and have him yelling for the release of millions of Skittles. Everyone loves them. They come in pretty colors. I'd go with yellow or orange Skittles, which correspond to the yellow-orange elevated terror alert. Of course, you can eat them, which gives them a leg up on the Democrats and their balloons. Most of all, journalists love free food. They'll write about the Skittles and forget to write about the war on terror and issues like the broken Social Security system, which seemed so important to Bush 4 years ago. Apparently, it got fixed. Now, while speeches by Barack Obama and Theresa Hines received high marks, the Republicans may do better with their big star in the party, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and their political matriarch with the name of a food product we love, Elizabeth Dole. Pineapple trumps ketchup any day. And an action star might drown out the historic address of an African-American state senator from Illinois. By using Schwarzenegger, the Republicans definitely have an edge over Democrats in this ongoing debate about which party is taking Austrian American votes for granted. They'll also swing many of the undecided unemployed actors in Hollywood who dream of being celebrities and marrying a Kennedy. The Republicans will have a harder time with the "look who's on our side" speaker. The Democrats had Ron Reagan Jr. The Republicans have their own nya-nya-nya-nya speaker, intended to be a stick in the eye to the Democrats and persuade Reagan Democrats to vote for Bush. That man is Zell Miller, the disillusioned Democratic senator from Georgia who feels the Democrats are too liberal. Now, Miller won't be as effective as a Reagan in swinging Reagan Democrats, but in the spirit of being fair and balanced, if they drop Zell Miller from the convention ceiling in a balloon and get the timing right, he could be the deciding factor in this election. And that is the Unger Report for today. I'm Brian Unger.